1. The toll-free number, 855-450-FREE. That's 1-855-450-3733 as we launch here into the third hour of this program. Tonight, it's Ian here.
And Derek J.
And Mark.
And we invite you to our website, freetalklive.com. All the features there, we give them to you free. Those other talk show hosts, they want to charge you for accessing their sites. You can enjoy ours on the house over at freetalklive.com. And actually, you can create the content of the site. The stuff you see there when you go to freetalklive.com, there's different items. Some of them are newsy. Some of them are videos. Some of them are maybe an opinion piece on a blog. You can link to whatever you find on the internet that you think is pretty special, and you can share that with the rest of our listeners, and then the other folks that go to the website can vote, and you can vote on things too. And the most voted on make it to the front page and the top of the website. So it's like a social networking, social bookmarking site. Not, I guess social network is not the accurate term. Social bookmarking is accurate. It's a social bookmarking site.
But you can network with people if you want, right?
There's the BBS. You can talk to people there, yeah. It's a social bookmarking site, and it's free. So go and get involved. And of course, it kind of has that liberty flavor to it, because, well, most of our listeners that are hardcore enough to get on our website are likely of the liberty mindset. So go and enjoy over at freetalklive.com. As we go to you and your thoughts, some police-related news on the way here, including a molesting cop. First, though, it's Jared listening in St. Paul, Minnesota. Jared, you're on Free Talk Live.
Hello?
Hey, Jared, you're on the air. What's on your mind tonight?
Hi, I just wanted to talk to you all for a second about roads.
Please.
Your little kooky anarchy society.
Okay.
How exactly would that work? Question mark.
People would put concrete on the ground so that automobiles with rubber tires could roll across them.
Concrete's already on the ground.
All right. So what's the next question?
So you just think that, okay, no more government, okay, roads are going to be fine for 50 years.
Private property. There will be people who take on private property, and they maintain it.
You're dumb.
I'm sorry, we couldn't quite hear you there.
You said that Derek J. was dumb.
Did you really just say that?
Yep.
Yeah, I said it.
Why would you say something like that? Does he sound dumb to you?
I asked him a question, he said, private property. It's a dumb answer.
Well, yeah, it did take some elaboration. Did you hear the rest of my response?
No, I didn't hear it.
Okay, well, there would be people who purchase the property and make it their own private property, and then they have an incentive to maintain it.
So they purchase the roads from whom?
Well, that is a difficult question.
The question is, how do we get from
here? Who owns the roads now, I guess, is the first question.
The government.
You think the government does? Because the government will tell you that you own the roads. We all do.
That's not a communist, bro. Chill.
Well, no, I'm just telling you. I've talked to people in the government, and they have said exactly these words. I'm not calling you a communist. I'm not calling them a communist. I'm telling you what they've said.
Just wants another cup of coffee, knows who owns the road. Okay, I get it.
Sorry, you both were talking at the same time.
I wasn't. He was trying to start talking while I was talking.
No, he was talking the whole time you were talking.
Yeah, that's untrue.
Anyway, so what were you saying there, Jared?
I honestly don't know at what point there was a lasting conversation, but who would take care of these roads?
Good question. So, really, the ultimate question is, how do we get from here to there? And from here being the current status quo, and there being the idea of what Derek suggested, where all roads are privately owned. And I think that Mark's right, that the government doesn't own anything because the government is just a group of people that does business. Well, do you want an answer to your question?
Jared, I want to ask you this. Who takes care of the private roads in California right now?
You know, I don't give a crap about the private roads in California.
You called in and asked this question.
Mark, that's a dumb question.
Well, what question do you want answered? It's the one you asked.
I'm not talking about the current paradigm, Mark.
I'm asking you, Jared, there are private roads right now in California. Who takes care of them?
That really is cool. I'm glad that exists.
The answer is the owners. There are private roads in Disney World running through the town of Celebration. Who takes care of them?
Who would they buy the roads from?
Well, sometimes governments sell things at auctions. Like, you may be familiar with police auctions where they sell cars and contraband that nobody owns, right?
See, this is a problem with Jared. Every time you attempt to answer one of his questions, he begins chatting in the middle of your answer. You don't even have a chance to get through one or two sentences.
Dude, you don't know what you're talking about.
Well, thanks for the call, then. 855-450-FREE. Don't ask a question if you don't want to hear the answer. Okay? He asked a few questions in that whole time
all
we had him on the air.
All of them are good ones.
Yes, all of them are good. And we all attempted to get into a detailed answer to give him that answer that he was looking for. And at one point, he just begins blabbing in the middle of the answer. So he didn't want to hear the answer to the question. But at this point, we're going to answer it for him now that he's off the air. For the rest of you that actually want to listen to
this. There are a couple of ways that Rhodes could transition from the ownership of the government into the ownership of private hands. I think, to me, most roads were taken, a portion of that land was taken from property owners. My deed actually says that the road was taken from, my land. Mm-hmm. So it seems to me that I should have that piece of road returned to me. However, this may not be the way that it transitions. Maybe the government will do an auction, like Derek said. I don't trust the government to do an auction. It's an extraordinarily inefficient organization that rewards its friends and punishes its enemies. But, it auctioning it off to a major, international conglomerate is probably preferable to it owning it. So maybe that would be the way that it would go. Maybe the government will fall apart completely, go completely insolvent, spend all the money it can possibly spend and run off like bandits in the night, and then the roads are essentially left unrepaired for someone to claim them. Mm-hmm. And as far as I'm concerned, someone claims them, begins repairing them, that's their road. What I don't know, maybe
homestead it or some sort of community group. I mean, around here in Keene, we've got a decent amount of activists, and we're going to have more moving to New Hampshire as part of the Free State Project. We'll tell you more about the Free State Project here in a little bit. But there was an old project a long time ago, the very beginning days of the Free State Project. Before I moved here, the people that moved to Keene prior to me had filled in some potholes around here. They just, on their own volition, saw that there was a problem, and as caring members of the community, went to solve that problem. They got gravel or whatever it was that they ended up using, rocks or something like that. And actually, recently, someone else has been looking into it. I think it was Tally from Tally.tv. He's been looking into it and actually looked for some kind of more professional fill that you could use to fill these potholes in the road. So it could be a variety of different things. It could be a community project, like the United Way, for instance, right now is doing their annual fundraising drive. They're looking for a couple million bucks. That's usually what they look for every single year here in this area. Again, small town, Keene. So that could be something, too, where, there's like just this road crew that earns money by doing a good job and people reward them. I mean, there could be various different ways this is done.
Right, and I'm glad that Jacob did bring up the roads. I think it's one of the most exciting things that people can start to use their imaginations about to see how would it work in a free society. Because I know when I'm on a government road, I often think of how could this be better?
Right.
And that would, if roads were privately owned, people would have an incentive to actually improve the roads.
To so innovate.
You could have wider lanes or, just no stop signs, just find a way around it, use more roundabouts. There could be just all sorts of different solutions tested out.
They'd have the incentive to innovate in those areas, too, because they'd be competing to some extent.
I still believe that if the government wasn't involved, you'd have trains and flying cars, because trains are a more efficient way to move things along the ground, and they cost far less fuel, and flying cars would not have been stopped as far as the FAA and that kind of thing up to this point.
Yeah, I mean, we can't really...
We don't know.
...know what the world of travel would look like today.
But we do know that there are private roads right now, many private roads that currently exist in the current paradigm. And all I'm suggesting is that, A, the government is a bad maintainer of roads, B, it's a bad builder of roads, and, why in the world would you want an organization like this around? I mean, right now in my town, I've got to pay property taxes to maintain roads I don't use.
And isn't it isn't it true that in the 1800s that many roads were built, like all the roads were built privately.
They were built privately,
and by communities.
The government took them from people,
right.
Actually stole them.
Yep.
So it has been done. This isn't that difficult
it's
to figure out.
It's been done with old tech hundreds of years ago, so there's no reason why it couldn't be done today with all the
people
new tech.
People built bridges, actually for their own profit.
There's more coming up here at 855-453. 1-855-450-3733.
You guys are dumb.
This is Free Talk Live.
You know the Constitution like the back of your hand. You've read books, listened to podcasts. attended lectures, surfed websites, and watched videos. You've made liberty your life's goal, but something seems to be missing. Stickers from LibertyStickers.com. Exercise your freedom of speech with the world's most dangerous bumper stickers. That's LibertyStickers.com. But wait. There's more. You can buy Liberty stickers wholesale. Get them for 99 cents each when you put 100 or more in your shopping cart in any combination. Sell them or give them away. They're great for gun shows, flea markets, fairs, outreach, and more. Earn extra money, promote freedom, and spread the word. Need custom stickers, labels, or decals for your organization or business? Liberty Stickers makes them. Go to LibertyStickers.com to order or call 877-873-9626. LibertyStickers.com, the world's most dangerous stickers.
When making important financial decisions, you should always know the facts. That's why Midas Resources is willing to pay you to read the facts. Midas Resources, a team of hand-picked financial specialists with decades of financial experience who are ready to provide you with state-of-the-art, up-to-date financial services. Midas Resources offers a host of services and stands behind their products. In fact, if you call and order their free Midas report, Midas Resources will pay you. This detailed report will provide you with financial history on the safest and most profitable areas to invest in. If you read the report, Midas Resources will send you a free Walking Liberty silver half dollar. So what are you waiting for? Get the facts and call Midas Resources toll free at 888-292-2709. That's 888-292-2709. And remember, if you read the Midas report, you'll receive a free Walking Liberty silver half dollar.
Local Army Navy surplus stores are hard to find these days, but not military issue supplies. They're right here online at MainMilitary.com. That's right, just like the state, M-A-I-N-E, military.com. We have everything for true, total preparedness. MainMilitary.com is not a typical website. It has much more than your old surplus store. Quality military-issue survival gear like canteens, mess kits, utensils, gas masks, filters, and chemical suits, magnesium fire-starting tools, strike-anywhere, waterproof, and storm matches, first aid kits, splints, tourniquets, parachute 550 cord, military manuals, sandbags by the bale, and a huge Molly assortment of vests and pouches for every need. Call 207-989-6783, 207-989-6783, or visit MainMilitary.com. That's M-A-I-N-E, military.com. The main name in military supply.
For centuries, silver has been used as a powerful natural antibiotic, and as a listener to this station, you probably already know the benefits of using colloidal silver. With so many websites to choose from, finding a reputable patriotic company with great products at affordable prices can be a difficult task. Introducing UtopiaSilver.com. UtopiaSilver.com carries the best, most effective, and most affordable colloidal silver and colloidal gold products in the industry. UtopiaSilver.com also carries products to fit your lifestyle, including weight loss, immune system defense, cleanses, herbs, joint and bone care, and much more. First-time customers using promo code GCN50 will receive 50% off all colloidal products. Visit us today at Utopia Silver, that's U-T-O-P-I-A Silver, utopiasilver.com, or call 888-213-4338. That's 888-213-4338. UtopiaSilver.com, taking back America's healthcare one American at a time.
Now, more Free Talk Live. Dial in at 1-855-450-FREE. That's 1-855-450-FREE.
This is Free Talk Live, and you can bring up anything you want. That number for you, 855-453. That's 1-855-450-3733. Here with you tonight, it's Ian.
And Derek J.
And Mark.
And you're invited to join us on our website as well, over at freetalklive.com. The Shrine of Female Listeners is there, and it includes dozens of ladies who've taken the time to send in their validated photo or video showing that they're listeners of this program. Go to shrine.freetalklive.com. You can see it there and get involved if you are a lady listener. That's shrine.freetalklive.com. Coming up in February 23rd through the 26th, mark your calendars, make your plans to be in Nashua, New Hampshire. for that Thursday through Sunday. If you can't make it for all the days, be there for as many as you can, because it's the 2012 Liberty Forum, and it's going to be back in a big way, because we missed the Liberty Forum this year. It didn't happen this year. They took a year off, unfortunately. It used to be a yearly event, and hopefully it will be a yearly event again. So it's coming back, and it's going to be a great time, as always. Hundreds of people who love freedom will all be in the same place. We'll all be hanging out in the same hotel. Right in the dead of winter. I guess it's kind of getting toward the end of winter slightly, but not really. It's going to be really cold outside. But inside, it'll be toasty warm.
It'll seem like winter if you're not from New Hampshire.
Yeah. And we're going to be having a good time at, I think it's the Crown Plaza Hotel, same place it's been the last few years. And, Derek, I think it's going to be your first time.
This will be my first time. I hope to make it smell like cannabis in there.
It's not going to need you, because the fourth floor was like... A whole hot box last time I was there. And there's all kinds of, you know, fun stuff. Lots of, you know, obviously there are nighttime parties, but there's families that attend this as well. Single folks, couples, lots of people coming to this event from all around the world to be together with other people of like mind, to experience what it's like to be in that kind of a situation. Because if you're like me, and where I'm from down in Florida, there were a few people that loved freedom enough to get together and bitch about the government, and that's about all they ever did. Maybe now and then, well, they really didn't do much else. They'd run a candidate once every 4 years or something like that, but they didn't really do too much else. These are doers. These are people who are getting out there. They're getting out. They're doing outreach. They're creating media. They're doing politics and civil disobedience as well. And many of these things will be discussed at the event in the form of panel discussions, keynote speakers, and other speakers. Also, there's, of course, inevitably, it's like a convention kind of thing. So if you've ever been to conventions before, you know that they usually have like a banquet dinner or more than one, or like a buffet luncheon. And so these are great opportunities to sit down with people you don't know. You know, sit down at a table with seven or eight other people that you've never seen before, and meet new faces.
But you will have something in common with these strangers that you sit next to.
Yeah, you love freedom.
It's exciting.
Yeah. So it's an easy place to start having a conversation, because you know you don't have to cover any of that freedom ground with these new potential friends.
Right. It can be testy for liberty lovers to make friends with strangers when, we have a big difference with.
Right, you never know. You never know if that stranger is a status that wants to control you.
Yeah,
right?
Exactly.
So, go to freestateproject.org/libertyforum. There's some very basic information about the event there now. It's going to be fleshed out over the next couple months. So we're going to announce those things as they happen. But if you get on board now, you get the early bird discounted price, which is just under $200 for a whole convention, for a whole weekend, including all the the meals that they offer, like the luncheon and the dinners, etc. And there's also a cheaper package where you don't get any of the food, where you can just go out and get your own food or order in or whatever you need to do. Pick whichever one works best for you and save yourself an extra 10% by using our discount code, which is FTL2012. That's FTL like Free Talk Live, FTL2012. That'll save you 10% over at freestateproject.org/libertyforum. I'm excited, in case you can't tell, because it's a blast going to these things.
You must be excited. It's like 4 or 5 months away, and you're talking about it.
Is it that long? It'll be here before you know it.
That much is true.
855-450-FREE to the phones and the fun. Tom is there in Atlantic Beach, North Carolina. Tom, you're on Free Talk Live.
Hey, Ian, how was jail, big dog?
Jail was not too shabby. It was getting out of jail that was the worst part, because I actually have all this work to catch up on.
Could you explain why?
Why is...
Because work piles up when you're gone.
Was that what you wanted to hear about why? I mean, what?
Well, you work on a radio station, so how can work pile up?
It's not a radio station, it's a radio show, and there's more things besides just talking.
Right. See, I'm not just a talk show host. A lot of talk show hosts, their job is to come in, blab into a microphone for 3 hours, collect a paycheck, and go home.
That's what you do.
I'm sorry?
But that's what you do.
Well, that appears to you what I do, but I actually run the business side of this radio show as well. So when we talk about the 100 stations...
There are two other guys that could probably do your job for you.
They're here at the show? Well, actually, Ian does a specific
sure
job.
My little sister could do your job for you.
It's not hard. It's not rocket science. I'm sure your little sister could do my job. This is talk radio.
Affiliate relations, I'd say, as far as Free Talk Live goes, I mean, we have seen the very best. We have hired the very best affiliate relations guy in the business to do Free Talk Live affiliate relations while you were gone. And he wasn't doing as well as you do.
Well,
when
I mean,
you
he
do
just
it.
Got started.
Understood. I'm not saying that. But, what I mean, one can claim that you're at least as good as
all
the
right,
very
right,
best
right.
radio affiliate ad sales guy in the business. Radio affiliate guy.
So anyway, there's a lot of work that goes into running your own business, and that's what this is. It's a, you know, it's a business, and it's not just a show. Maybe you did, Tom. Yeah,
well,
because he got his question answered.
Yeah, to Tom, I would just say for any person to get out of jail, it's going to be a lot of work once you get out, and just like clearing off your Facebook list alone. I think, what did you have, 1,500
Facebook
posts? Oh my gosh! Like. So that's a lot of work cut out for you, and there's not a dime in it. So,
well, I mean, it's the satisfaction of getting back to people and, you know, kind of reconnecting and doing whatever I need to do to move things forward.
I didn't say there's no value in it
at all.
But yeah, you're not getting paid to do that work.
No, I don't get paid to do anything, really. I mean, I don't have an hourly paycheck or anything like that. I don't get a salary. What I get is based on what we earn. And that can
vary.
That's
how business works.
Yeah, that can vary. Well, that's how business works, but it's not how it appears to the average person who's working for wages. You know, if you go and have a job, you had a job recently, Derek, and you were making X amount per hour, and you know that if you show up on time and you do a decent job, you're probably going to continue making that amount of money on a regular basis, so long as the business stays in business, and you don't burn any bridges or completely screw something up too majorly. You don't have that same level of responsibility when you work at a job as when you're running the business, and so there's a lot more behind the scenes that goes on here. We make it seem easy, I guess.
Right. I mean, commercials just play during the breaks too, right?
Huh?
Yeah.
Commercials
just
play during
the
breaks. We just pull commercials out of the air,
the ether.
And we stick them in, and then the company says, "Oh, thank you very much for that. We'll send you whatever you want." I mean, and radio stations just carry Free Talk Live because, oh, well,
so
you know,
great.
here's a great show we heard about. Let's just pop this on.
Yeah.
No.
It took us, what is it, almost 9 years now that we've been doing this thing, Mark?
Yeah. Maybe your little sister could talk into a microphone. That much is true. But you've got the mentality of your little sister, and she must be below 10. If you think that Free Talk Live just exists as a radio show without anybody running a business.
You think he really thinks that, or was it a lame crank call?
I think it was a lame crank.
1-855-450-FREE, the toll-free number.
Do you know what it's like to have your work dismissed? I mean, that's what was going on there.
You're feeding the trolls.
Well, I don't care.
10 years we've been doing this. Work Free Talk Live to 100-plus radio stations, and all you guys do is blab into microphones for 3 hours.
He can think whatever he wants. 855-450-FREE. You can take control of the airwaves and bring up anything. It's Free Talk Live.
If you constantly feel run down and tired, your pH level might be low and your body could be full of toxins. If what you drink is not at a pH level of 8 or higher, you are inviting bacteria and acid to thrive in your body. But there is something you can do. Simply add 10 drops of AlkaVision plasma pH drops to your water to help your body rid itself of acidic waste, increase oxygen, and raise your pH balance to optimum levels. AlkaVision plasma pH drops combine a unique formula of the most alkaline minerals in the world, alkalizing the water you drink, ridding your body of acidic waste and toxins, and helping you regain energy and vibrant health. And studies show viruses, bacteria, and toxins cannot survive in an alkaline high pH environment. Order your bottle of AlkaVision plasma pH drops at AlkaVision.com. That's AlkaVision.com. Or call 269-409-1776. 269-409-1776. Alkalize your body. Supercharge your health at AlkaVision.com today.
You can bet your life on eFoods Direct. Alex has told you about the amazing, great-tasting, long-term storable food from eFoods Direct and how a food savings account is your best insurance against natural disasters, job loss, and high food costs. But did you know that this dehydrated food also protects you against foodborne contaminants like E. coli and salmonella? Those poisonous critters can't live in low-moisture food from eFoods Direct. Ask for the Alex Fall Special. The Fall Special is a 24 4-day supply of food in a convenient portable container. A $259 value for only $199. Save $60 on 160 servings of the best food on the planet. Call 800-409-5633 and ask for the Alex Fall Special and go to eFoodsDirect.com/Alex. Call 24 hours, 800-409-5633 or eFoodsDirect.com/Alex. You can bet your life on eFoods Direct.
We all know that Berkey Water Purification Systems are the most trusted name in water filtration. As an authorized Berkey dealer for over 6 years and serving thousands of satisfied customers, the Berkey Guy offers amazing specials for Berkey Water Filtration Systems. The Berkey Light Systems include a set of self-sterilizing and recleanable black purification elements that purify water by removing chlorine, pathogenic bacteria, cysts, and parasites to non-detectable levels and remove harmful chemicals such as herbicides and pesticides. Order the Berkey Light System today, complete with two black Berkey elements for only $231, and the Berkey Guy will ship your order free of charge. With the purchase of a Berkey Light, the Berkey Guy is also offering a set of fluoride and arsenic filters for only $39.99. That's over 30% off the retail price. Call the Berkey Guy at 1-877-886-3653. That's 1-877-886-3653. Or order online at GoBerkey.com. That's GoBerkey.com today.
What nutrition are you missing that's leading to the four major diseases? Cancer, arthritis, heart disease, and Parkinson's. There are at least 80,000 medical studies that show a lack of the protein glutathione to be linked to cancer, heart disease, Parkinson's, macular degeneration, lung disease, digestive diseases, diabetes, Alzheimer's, ALS, rheumatoid arthritis, and lupus. In all, at least 68 diseases. What is the number one food by which your body is most empowered to increase its glutathione production? It is undamaged whey protein from grass-fed cows. One World Whey is truly the first undamaged whey protein. All other whey protein powders are damaged by heat, chemicals, and filtration. One World Whey is the most life-giving whey protein powder ever produced. Call 888-988-3325. That's 888-988-3325. Or visit oneworldwhey.com. That's oneworldwhey.com.
This is Free Talk Live. Call in now, 1-855-450-FREE. That's 1-855-450-FREE.
This is Free Talk Live. Bring up anything you want at 855-450-FREE. That's 1-855-450-3733. You can take control of these airwaves. You can also join us online at freetalklive.com and enjoy the features that we have there for you free. If you'd like to be in the loop about Free Talk Live and keep up to date on what's going on with the show, you can sign up for our news updates. Go to news.freetalklive.com, and you can get signed up via email, Twitter, or Facebook. And it's free, of course, like the rest of our website, news.freetalklive.com.
Every so often, a technology is created that upends the foundations of society. The wheel, the printing press, the internet. Now, amidst a world sliding into financial chaos, a new technology is emerging to change the way monetary systems work around the world. It's called Bitcoin. Bitcoin is a private, free market monetary system. It's a currency, a new form of money. It's not the liability of any bank, nor the issued by any government, nor tracked by any corporation. We encourage you to learn more about it, for there is much to learn. A good starting place is WeUseCoins.com. Again, it's WeUseCoins.com. I was talking to a gentleman today about bitcoins, and, you know, they've had their ups and their downs. At one point, they were worth as high as $30. I saw them as low as 30 cents. And now they're probably about $3. And so imagine if you got in at $30 and they're sitting at $3 now, you're probably, you know, kind of bearish bitcoins. But his statement was, as long as the technology is sound, and so far it is, then these things will always be of value. He believes thousands, but I mean, that was just that he believes that in somewhere in the future point. But it's very interesting. The technology of them is very sound. Go to weusecoins.com and check them out.
All right, so 855-453 is the number here. We'll continue with your phone calls. But I just thought it was worth pointing out here, based on that last caller, crank or troll or whatever you want to call it, that guy, who's kind of poking at us for doing talk radio and saying it was easy or whatever. And I think it is easy to do talk radio. I mean, as far as, you know, it doesn't take a genius to do a talk radio show. You don't have to be particularly educated to do talk radio or any radio particularly. You just have to, you know how to punch buttons and talk into a microphone. And like anything, with a little bit of practice, you'll get better at it.
Wait a second.
I think anybody, you know, who can speak without, you know, a marble or mouth or something can probably do talk radio.
So it doesn't take a genius to sing, but is Elton John a genius?
I don't know. I don't
You're
met him.
Darn right Elton John is a genius. Elton John has...
Why would you question that?
He has sold... he has had, what, hit after hit after hit after hit to know what it takes to get into somebody's mind, to be able to get in there and talk to them about how sad songs say so much, or whatever it is. The ability to appeal to that number of people is in and of itself a genius. Now, is Free Talk Live on the level of Elton John? Not for a minute. But Free Talk Live has managed to rise through the ranks of... We were syndicated, if you'll recall, in November of 2004 is when we got syndicated
on
weeknights, on two radio stations. One in Liberty, Missouri, broadcasting at, what was it, 9 watts?
Six watts.
There are walkie-talkies that will broadcast at more wattage than this radio station did. And the other one in Marysville, Tennessee. I couldn't point Marysville out on a map of Tennessee at this point if I had to, because I still don't know where it is. And Free Talk Live has grown into more than 110 radio stations. Do I feel like a genius? No. I have a wife. She lets me know all the mistakes I make on a regular basis. However, the evidence is that I have managed to displace every other would-be talk show host that would like to be on 100 radio stations. There are many people that will sit and grouse about their ability to do this better than I, but they haven't managed to pull it off. Is it a genius in doing talk radio? No. But it may be a genius in picking a partner. It may be a genius in be able to implement the business system. Yes, it takes. Rush Limbaugh is a genius. Is he wrong in his politics? You're darn right, but he's a genius. Give people their due when they rise to the top of their profession, Ian.
Well, no, I'm just saying that anybody can do it. That's all. It's just that
anybody
they're not willing to.
Anybody can't do it because no one will listen.
Well, they can't.
You'll never get the job.
Right. I think I hear what both of
are
you
are saying.
Are
you saying that anybody can be an astronaut?
Well, I mean, there's certain requirements.
I can sit in a chair and flip switches.
I told you.
What are you saying so
I told
hard
you before,
about that?
You probably can't do talk radio if you suddenly get marbles in your mouth. But, I mean, for the most part, most people can do radio. I mean, it's not a particularly skilled profession. It's relatively easy to get into.
Yes, it is a skilled profession.
But pressing buttons.
It's not the button pressing. It's what you talk about and how interesting you are.
Sure,
being
sure.
Interesting is an extraordinarily valuable skill. Ask David Letterman.
Well, some people are interesting to others who they're not interesting to, and so on and so forth. But
fine. You only have to be interesting. Rush Limbaugh is only interesting to 16 million people.
Mark,
that is less
I know
than
you love to pump this industry up, but I'm sorry. One of the ways I knew that I could be
you're
successful
right.
at this
you're right.
the
I'm
guy
mistake.
That was running
you're
a radio
a moron.
Station.
I'm a genius.
The
Go
guy
on.
That was running a radio station we worked for was a drunk, and I saw that and I thought to myself, wow, if that's the caliber of people that's in this business, it won't be hard to rise to the top of it.
You wanted
right?
to be a talk show host
about
before you ever saw that guy.
Well, it does seem like this is a job that a lot of people could do, but maybe not do well. And so what I see you are saying, Mark, is that you've outcompeted some of those would-be other people.
Right.
And so you get a pat on the back for that. Because
anybody who's not in a coma could drive a car, but they're not Mario Andretti, you freaking moron. I mean, I can't believe you're even saying this stuff. It doesn't even make any sense.
Well, maybe Ian's being a little modest.
But if you're going to be modest, be convincing. You're not even convincing.
Well, no, I mean it. I mean, I'm serious.
You're not paying attention, and you're not giving people who've worked very hard in their lives, all the other talk
this
show hosts out there,
this
their
is
due.
Talk radio. Come on, please. Please stop this nonsense that radio's so hard doing talk radio.
I'm not claiming that you're breaking a sweat,
right.
But I am
that's
claiming that
work.
Not many people can do it. You're not on 110
no,
radio
not that,
stations.
It's not that, no, see, that's where I disagree with you. It's not that people can't do it. It's just that they are not willing to do what it takes.
Fine.
That's
what
the
difference,
only difference
does it make?
Well, that's the difference. Then.
Anybody can climb a mountain, but most people won't climb Mount Everest because they don't want to do what it takes.
Right.
That's why they inscribe people's name in plaques for doing it.
Right.
Anybody can walk the Appalachian Trail, but there's only, what, less than 2,000 people who have done it.
All I'm saying is, anybody,
and it's hard
you
to
can do whatever
things.
You want if you put your mind to it. That's all.
You
That's
can
all
do,
I've done.
You can do whatever you want if you put your mind to it. That doesn't make it easy. That doesn't make people who manage to do it well not geniuses.
Well, I would like to see some of the callers who criticize the show be talk show hosts themselves. You know, so...
Why?
Hearing criticism from someone who's never tried to do radio is less convincing than hearing someone like Howard Stern tell you how it's supposed to be.
Well, so, I'm sure Howard Stern would think we're worth a bunch of
Or anyone, right? I was just plucking a name, but...
1-855-450-FREE, 855-450-3733.
I'm an expert at picking out why other radio talk show hosts are not very good at their jobs.
It ain't rocket science, okay? That's all I'm saying. It's not rocket science, and you can pretty much do whatever you want with your life so long as you focus on something. You know what you want, you can achieve that.
I'm willing to say that certainly anybody can, do whatever they want if they put their mind to it. But that doesn't mean to me if they do that particularly well and they rise among the ranks to the top tiers of their profession that I'm going to call them a mind-addled dolt.
Well, I don't think I call anyone a mind-addled dolt. Let's go to Rick listening in West Virginia. Rick, you're on Free Talk Live. I'm not sure where that came from. Go ahead, Rick. Oh, I should probably press the button. See, I'm totally a genius.
But anyways, what I was getting at is my question is, I hear a lot of things, as far as, you hear about the economy and just everything's bad and dismal, and you're right. I mean, there are a lot of things that are just completely screwed up. Do you guys see any, upside in the future? And also, I was just wanting to find out, do you guys have any opinion whatsoever as far as, where we live here, it's mainly fossil fuels and it's mainly coal mining.
All right, hold on that coal mining thought here. We'll come back with you in just a moment, Rick. The future. Is it a bright one? Well, I say absolutely. 855-450-FREE. We'll find out what Derek J. and Mark have to say on this one in moments. 1-855-450-FREE. You can take control of these airwaves. 855-450-FREE. This is Free Talk Live.
I have this dizzy feeling every time I get out of bed, like spinning. I don't know why. It's awful.
I get dizzy when I read or work on the computer.
I get lightheaded walking down a hall or aisle.
Or unsteady on my feet.
I lose my balance and get a little motion sick.
It's like vertigo. That dizzy feeling in a car, train, or airplane.
It's awful. An inner ear problem.
Most likely your vestibular system.
Now there's Zyvestra.
An amazing, fast-acting
dual-action tabs and targeted cream you rub behind your ear.
Behind your ear.
It works in an advanced homeopathic way to relieve dizziness.
It relieves that vertigo feeling.
That dizzy feeling, gone.
Zyvestra is amazing.
No more suffering from dizziness and queasiness.
Wake up with better balance.
Call right now for your risk-free trial of Zyvestra. Call 1-800-304-1684. 800-304-1684. Stop the dizziness. Call 800-304-1684. That's 800-304-1684.
I have bought a few bottles of Heart and Body Extract and have to say that it certainly does work.
That's what Jack from Michigan had to say after his experience with heart pain and what he did to treat it with Heart and Body Extract.
I actually had a huge heart flutter. I was also having some edema around my ankles and very worrisome clot in my right leg that would happen from time to time while I was trying to sleep.
Heart and Body Extract is all natural with no negative side effects. It will help repair or correct past problems associated with the heart and body circulation.
After my second bottle of Heart and Body Extract, all problems are now gone.
Order at hbextract.com or call 866-295-5305.
I ordered a third bottle of Heart and Body Extract for maintenance, as I want to keep everything working.
Order Heart and Body Extract at 866-295-5305 or hbextract.com. Heart and Body Extract for a long and healthy life.
Big Berkey water filters are in high demand. Storable foods are also in high demand. BigBerkeyWaterFilters.com has always kept our focus on the Berkey water filter products. But increasingly, our customers have been asking for storable foods. After months of research, BigBerkeyWaterFilters.com now offers great-tasting, long-lasting, storable foods. These ready-to-eat meals are packed in airtight nitrogen pouches. All you do is just add water. And because they're sealed so well, they come with a 25-year shelf life. Combine our Berkey water filters, which are powerful enough to purify treated, untreated, or even stagnant pond water with our storable foods, and you have a winning combination. Remember, we offer free shipping on every order over $50, and GCN listeners receive 5% off all ceramic filter systems. Visit BigBerkeyWaterFilters.com or call 877-99-BERKEY. That's BigBerkeyWaterFilters.com or call 877-99-BERKEY today.
Fight back this cold and flu season with the world's best garlic extract, Ali-C. Why Ali-C? Because it helps your body fight viruses, bacteria, and fungi. Ali-C has been scientifically proven in double-blind studies using low doses to greatly reduce the number, severity, and duration of common colds. Ali-C contains 300 milligrams of stabilized allicin, the active ingredient in crushed garlic. Studies show Ali-C is effective against MRSA, bacterial, fungal, and viral infections. One tablet of Ali-C has the equivalent of 40 cloves of garlic. Ali-C supports your body's resistance to all types of conditions and can help lower high blood pressure and high cholesterol. So boost your body's resistance to infection with nature's best garlic extract, Ali-C. For more information and to order Ali-C, call 877-888-7126 or go to garlichealthproducts.com. That's 1-877-888-7126 or go to garlichealthproducts.com for your Ali-C today.
You're listening to Free Talk Live. Call 1-855-450-FREE. That's 1-855-450-FREE.
This is Free Talk Live. You can dial in, bring up whatever you want. The toll-free number is 855-453. That's 1-855-450-3733. Tonight here, it's Ian.
And Derek J.
And Mark.
And you can join us on our website over at freetalklive.com. And the features there are free. If you want to help support Free Talk Live, shop with us over at shop.freetalklive.com. You can order whatever it is you need to order. Whatever you want to buy in life. Amazon has almost everything. And that's what you'll find at shop.freetalklive.com or links to Amazon. Different Amazons. There's UK, there's German Amazon, there's Canadian, and the US Amazon. So you click into the one that's right for you, get your shopping done, get the stuff delivered to your door, and Free Talk Live benefits. We get a portion of the purchase price when you enter through shop.freetalklive.com. We're going to bring Rick back on the air here, listening to WVTS in West Virginia. Now, Rick, you'd asked about the future, right, as to whether or not there's a bright future. Was that essentially your question?
Well, not so much even bright, just halfway decently not so dim. I mean, it's just you just hear so much negative of any thought. It seems like,
yeah, I think you're right. It's easy to get bogged down in all the bad news out there. There's certainly no shortage of it. But I think that over time, you look at history, things have gotten better. Obviously, technology is easy to look at and see, wow, it's amazingly, mind-blowingly awesome. But also, just generally, we talked about the slavery earlier. Slavery has gotten less severe over time. Freedom has slowly risen over time as well. And, you know, hopefully we'll see a point of saturation with some of these liberty ideas at some point. It'll really shoot up, kind of like technology has been doing.
And, Rick, humans are great problem solvers, and we like to be comfortable, so people will be able to put their minds together and create the world they want to see.
True. I just didn't know. I mean, I know I listened a lot as far as you guys talk about the financial world and things of that nature, and then it just you kind of wonder where your money's going to go, what's going to end up. I mean, I have two children, one 9, one 12. I mean, I'm just kind of wondering what kind of world is it that and you kind of feel helpless because, I mean, I'm just, I feel as if, I'm just a lowly coal miner here in southern West Virginia, and, I mean, what differences could I make?
Well, another thing, I read an article, I read it today, but it came out on the 23rd, and it's from thetelegraph.co.uk. It's by Ambrose Evans, Pritchard, and we don't have time to go through it here, but I'm just going to read the top line. World Power, this is the title, World Power Swings Back to America. America the Phoenix is slowly rising again. Within 5 years or so, the U.S. will be well on its way to self-sufficiency in fuel and energy. And they're talking about natural gas, fracturing, hydrofracking in order to get natural gas and shale oil and all that stuff. Manufacturing will have closed the labor gap with China, meaning that manufacturing in the United States, people say that the United States doesn't manufacture anymore. The United States manufactures more than it ever has in its past.
Really?
It manufactures more. It just has fewer people in manufacturing. Think about it.
More robots.
It used to be at the beginning of the previous century that half of the population was involved in farming. Now you're talking about less than 1% or something like that is involved in farming. So they've gotten more efficient in manufacturing, and their manufacturing will have closed the gap with China in a clutch of key industries, and the current account might even be in surplus. So there are even when you're looking at the Keynesian model of economics, which is our current one, you can still see lights at the end of the tunnel. I frankly know that the government isn't going to switch over from fiat currencies anytime soon, so I'm rooting for it. I would prefer to be in an economy that is doing well than one that is doing poorly.
Oh, absolutely, absolutely, absolutely. And you see in our own industry here, not even 25, 30 years ago, I mean, the same amount of men it took to run and produce the amounts of coal that we do today, it was staggering. Now we can do it for a quarter of the workforce because of the technology and the equipment.
What about sort of preventative health situations? I mean, whenever you think of coal mining,
that's
you think
a dangerous
of
job,
blank,
right?
Black lung is the first thing that everybody thinks of. Is that still an issue? Or?
Well, most companies now are all, most companies now say they are all safety-oriented as far as that goes. Far as, like, black lung and things like that, we do take precautions. We have Airstream helmets that you can wear. To where, it's got like pumps and things like that right there. You've got respirators that you can wear that are top of the line. They spare no expense at these. As far as health reasons, health problems in the mining community, it's mainly roof and rib problems as far as, getting into falls, rib rolls is what we call them. It knows no color, no race, anything. If the roof falls, the rib rolls.
You get caved in. What you're saying?
Yes, that's it. Yeah. Oh, yeah. And it happens lot more than what you think. I'm talking in the last month where I live in this area, in the like a Bree County area, you could probably, if you looked it up on IMSHA's website, 25, 30 log like roof and rib falls.
My goodness. How many times is that fatal?
It's only been fatal once in the last 6 months. Was a fatality. But
now, does everybody pretty much have like miners' life insurance or something like that to cover the families?
Most of the mining companies, that we work for, carry life insurance. I take out extra life insurance through my work. I mean, it's just a program. I mean, I have like $250 on myself, and I have to take an extra $100 out. I mean, it's just it's a good deal, but a lot of people take advantage of it, some don't, but you have that anywhere, I guess.
It has the ignominy of being betting on your own death.
Rick, I can understand what you said before, too, about being helpless, feeling helpless. But if you feel helpless, then chances are you are. And if you can change that mindset, change how you approach the way you're looking at the world and yourself, your role in it, then that'll help manifest a better future for Rick. And thank you for the call tonight. I appreciate hearing from you at 855-450-FREE. And it can be easy to feel overwhelmed by what's going on out there and to feel like there's not much that you can do. You can do things to make yourself more free. Harry Brown's got a great book called How I Found Freedom in an Unfree World, which is an excellent, like, before the Free State Project, this was a really good book to help people kind of achieve more freedom in their own personal lives, and I highly recommend people check that out. But also, of course, the Free State Project is a real good way to shore up that enthusiasm for life.
The Free State Project is the best thing I recommend, but also, Rick, please speak with your neighbors about issues that concern you. I feel like that's one way any person can feel more free when you just reach out and communicate with other people. They will likely feel the same way you do.
Let's talk to John listening in Orlando. John, is this Cop Watch, John?
Yes, sir. How are you guys?
Hey, good to have you on. You actually started your own radio show. This isn't the hardest thing in the world to do, is it?
I sure did. You know, it just goes to prove any dummy can do it. But
exactly. Anybody with $1,000 a week or whatever, they you know, can go buy airtime, do a radio show. Some are better than others, obviously. But anyway, go ahead with your thoughts.
Yeah. Well, it's been a while since I called you guys to gripe about the ongoing state of affairs here in Orlando. So I just wanted to bring up the Occupy Orlando movement that's, you know, been going on all across the country. But here in Orlando over the weekend, 19 people were arrested for occupying, essentially for being in a park after dark. And I just wanted to point out real quickly how completely stupid this is, because, you know, it's not about, you know, safety. It's not about what's right and wrong. It has everything to do with authority and obedience. And the police essentially told these people, you cannot be in the park after dark. They refused to leave, and they arrested 19 people. And for what? And I just think it's ridiculous. And I just wanted to point that out real quick, that, you know, number one, that we are, you know, the Occupy movement has reached as far as Orlando. But also just, I mean, what's the point of these stupid laws, and why would you spend all this money to arrest people for standing in a park? I just think it's absurd, and every day goes by, I'm more and more ashamed to be here in Orlando.
Well, they're arresting people in a lot of parks, so if that makes you feel any better, obviously they cracked down just the other night, or this last night, this morning on Occupy
Oakland.
Oakland. They attempted to do so to Occupy Albany, but the news there is that the police, New York State Troopers and Albany Police, did not adhere to a curfew crackdown on protesters urged by the governor and the Albany.
That's right.
Mayor. Well, how do they say it in Albany? Do they have like a New York accent?
They don't say Albany.
Okay. Mass arrests seemed to be in the cards once the mayor directed officers to enforce a curfew on roughly 700 protesters. But as state police joined the cops, protesters moved past the property line dividing city and state land. With protesters acting peacefully, local and state police agreed that low-level arrests could cause a riot. So they decided instead to defy the orders of their superiors to crack down on these
folks.
And
good for them.
Yeah.
Acting as sovereigns.
That's a very important point, and I think it's very encouraging, because people ask me all the time, why do you give police a hard time? Why do you record the police? They're only following their orders. And this is a perfect example about how police, you know, everybody is an individual. They can make their own decisions. And when you're asked to arrest people for some stupid reason, every police officer can just say no. And
Absolutely.
It may cost them their job, but most likely it won't. So thanks, you guys. I love the show.
Thanks, John. Thanks, appreciate hearing from you. And we'll be back tomorrow night. You can join us online in the meantime. It has been Ian here with you.
And Derek J.
And Mark. See online at freetalklive.com.
My name is Jacob Hornberger. I'm president of the Future of Freedom Foundation, which Congressman Ron Paul awarded for having an outstanding freedom website. Write us at fff@fff.org, and we'll send you a free 3-month subscription to our monthly journal of libertarian essays and our booklet, Economic Liberty in the Constitution, which George Mason University economics professor Walter Williams praised in a recent column. That's FFF at FFF.org.
Are you a cigarette smoker? I was too for many years. You know that crap's gonna kill you, right? There's a healthier option. 22,000 times healthier. Vaporsmiths.com. A pack-a-day smoker will save $120 a month, and it tastes better. No more ashtray mouth. No smell. No secondhand smoke. You can use it just about anywhere. Free shipping on orders over $60, and a free starter kit with the purchase of 40 cartomizers with coupon code FTL. Call 855-2-GET-VAPOR, or go to Vaporsmiths.com.